I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 21st of March, the year 2024. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 12. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid? We'll just stop there. We go straight from there to the second book of Corinthians, chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 4. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest comforter of all. Verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we, here's the key, may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We can only really comfort other people when we truly understand what they are going through. And the only way to really understand is when we ourselves have been through that very trial or hardship. And then to comfort them through it all by the love of Christ. You see, Jesus knows, my dear friend, what it means to be lonely. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the disciples were with him and he asked them to pray and then they went to sleep and he was left by himself. Have you ever felt like that? Of course. And then when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, the disciples didn't stand with him. They ran away, all of them. He also understands what it's like to be betrayed. This morning, maybe someone has let you down badly. Someone who said, I'll be with you to the end, and they have left you. Betrayal is a terrible thing. Jesus knows what it feels like because his disciples did the same. Remember Judas Iscariot? He sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus still washed his feet. It's incredible love that, folks. Thomas said, I'll believe it when I see it. He doubted the Lord. And Peter, the one he was really relying upon, let him down and denied him three times. Jesus understands what you're going through this morning. What about lies? Has anybody told any lies about you? Oh, Angus, plenty. Jesus understands. He was falsely accused of all kinds of things in front of Pontius Pilate. And he is more than able to comfort you and I. Why? Because he's been there himself before. Unless you have been there yourself, never say to a person who's going through a difficult time, I understand, because you actually don't, do you? Rather, love them as Jesus loved us. Weep with them as Jesus wept with us. And remind them, very importantly, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 and verse 5. Jesus bless you and keep your eyes fixed on him. He'll walk with you right through that fire. God bless you and goodbye.